So Liz Wells, now we're standing in front of three very beautiful, evocative photographs that appear to be about the same composition. It's the same shot, as it were, but the light and the images are vastly different. This is by a French artist who, I guess, split some of her time in the UK as well. Her name is Crystal Lebas. Tell us about her work.
Well, Crystal always works on residencies, and this was a residency at an estate in the northeast of France. And the remarkable thing about this work is that it's all shot on the same day from the same place. Yet, Tom, as you can see, the light is completely and utterly different. So this lake that we're looking at, that's framed by these trees, it's a wintry scene, is a sort of intense light blue at the beginning of the day, and then at twilight it's gone to this sort of pinky yellow colour, and then it goes to this deep blue at the end of the day. She did this residency over the space of a year, so these three represent change in one day, but you can also pick up spring, summer, autumn, we call it in England, and winter, and see the seasonal change, which of course changes the framing because the trees grow leaves. So it's but the way in which light affects our mood, I think, comes over very strongly in these images. And next door to her, we have the other artist from Europe, Maria Pirula, who's from Finland. And her project, Speaking House, is a camera obscura project. What that means is that she's blackened out the interior of, in this case, an old mental institution, which is abandoned. And then she's inserted a lens, and the lens brings the reflection of what's going on in the outside world, the light from the outside world, into the inside world. So we get these extraordinary sort of doubling of scenarios. It's really evocative, it's really dreamlike. There are some very, very intense colours. And again, because you see the abandoned institutional bed, just one or two points where you think, yes, this has been a place where people have been, you know, living in confined circumstances. And again, I think it makes you think about being caught away from the light, held in, the light coming in, us inside, and so on. It's very beautiful work, and it's quite dreamlike. So, and very strong, I think, in this space. Oddly, although some of the images here are the smallest in the show, you can always see them from right across the other side of this walkway in the airport. There's extraordinary resonances.
Liz Wells, you are your title at Plymouth University in Southwest England is Professor in Photographic Culture. What does that mean?
It's, well, I teach from a visual cultural studies context. I'm a historian, I'm a theorist, I write books about landscape and photography and moving image. I've curated a show that is about art in Antarctica, and I'm not a photographer. I'm a writer, curator, and critic. What I deal with is the culture, the nature of the culture within which photography operates in a very ubiquitous fashion, and also the implications of what we see represented, reinflected through photographic imagery for us in the everyday world. So I'm professor dealing with photographic culture. Actually, professor in photographic culture, not professor of. That's very important, because if you're a professor of something, it somehow implies that there is something predetermined that then you can profess. Whereas for me, the in suggests that you're exploring, you're finding out that new things are happening, that all the time you're in inquiry mode, even though you're simultaneously operating as a teacher, writer, and so on. So I'm professor in photographic culture, and that in matters to me.